Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
What's up, everybody?
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Welcome. Yeah, welcome to the show. Happy to have you here. Thank you for joining the show. All right, Would You Rather Wednesday. I think I finally, I was thinking about this ever since last night. I woke up this morning still thinking about trying to get this just right. And I think, like, literally at 5:58, I think I finally perfected it. Trying to get it topical with time change. So if you've never been here for a Would You Rather Wednesday, here's how this works. Is we give you two scenarios. We understand they're both unfortunate. But which one would you rather between these two scenarios? Text us, all right? Would you rather have to do time change every single day, okay? So literally every day you wake up, it's the other time change. So it's like every day you're flipping back and forth. You're losing an hour, you're gaining an hour every single day. So like you're literally flip-flopping every single day. You're losing an hour, you're gaining an hour. Can you imagine doing that every day? That would be terrible, right? Or would you rather get in a political debate every single day with somebody?
The back and forth actually intrigues me a little bit. Like, I actually wonder if it would not be as terrible as we think it is, because yes, like Monday sucked, but then it's like, oh, but tomorrow we have an extra hour of sleep. So like in your brain, it's like, ooh, I get to go into work later a little bit. So I actually think that intrigues me a little bit, because in my mind, I'm like, oh, on Tuesdays, the show technically starts at 7. Heck yeah.
No, doesn't start at 7. It starts at the same time.
No. But in my brain, as far as like gaining an hour versus losing an hour of sleep, is just kind of how I would look at it. You know what I mean?
I mean, kind of.
So I would definitely do that. I think that would actually, I don't know. I think I could acclimate to that in some kind of way, because I would like trick my brain to being like, we get to sleep in a little bit today.
Charlotte, which one are you going to choose? You can either lose and gain an hour of sleep. Basically, you're never getting a normal sleep schedule, or you got to get into a political debate every single day with someone of your opposing side.
Definitely political debate, because hear me out. Sleep is very important to me.
I know it.
No, that's true.
And yeah, second, I basically do that anyways.
We're kind of getting used to it at this point.
At this point, yeah.
We're kind of getting. I don't think my body would let me. I don't think my body would let me go back and forth. Monday, y'all, I felt great. Monday, I woke up, I was like ready to like take on the world for some reason. Yesterday, crash and burn. Today, crash and burn. Felt awful today too. So I think I would have to wake up every day and fight for my life politically versus like have to go back and forth time change wise, I think. Mm-hmm. But what about you? Can you tell me really quick if these pickup lines would work on you?
Hey, you're now sitting at the singles table. I wanna know what love is. Oh, with Kramer.
Mix 106.5.
Yes. 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 Welcome to the singles table. I'm a single gentleman. Been single for a long time now. I don't even know how long. I don't think numbers go that high. it's been a while, y'all. And so if there's ever news in the single world, I'll be the one to bring it to you. There's an article out today about, it's actually called These Pickup Lines Actually Work. I'm like, meh, heard that before. Been burned by that before. So I thought I'd run these by you today. This is in Men's Journal. And I'm like, let me run these by my friends and see if you guys actually think these would work. There's three of them. First one is, hey, I couldn't help but notice you have a stunning smile, and I couldn't leave without coming over to introduce myself. Thoughts?
That's fine.
It said, according to this person, like a nice compliment, like about their smile, is the best ways to make a good first impression. So
yeah.
Once you say that, you can simply just introduce yourself and then take it from there.
Obviously, is that how you would say it?
Probably not.
Okay. Then what? I'd say yes.
it was the delivery.
The delivery freaked me out. The comment itself is nice. I think delivery is key.
Hey.
Already the hey, I'm out.
The hey, you're done. You're out of hey.
The hey, I'm out. That's gross.
The longer the hey, the worse.
Yeah, just be like hi.
But how about just a simple hey? So stunning smile. Stunning smile to me sounds kind of
like
creepy.
Like this, yes. You know,
stunning smile.
There's a way to say that comment the way that you would personally say it, and however you would actually say it. Do that, and then you'll win.
Okay, how about this? Compliment number two. Tell me this, or pickup line number two. You're way too cute to be waiting alone. Can I buy you a drink?
That's cute.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
It says a lot of people go out to bars just to meet people, so approaching someone sitting by themselves is usually a safe bet. Just do it respectfully. All right, last one. I don't know about this one. I just don't know if I can pull this off with a straight face.
Mm-hmm.
You look so familiar. Has anyone ever told you look like Hailey Bieber? She's my celebrity crush, so like, I had to come over and say hello. It says it doesn't have to be Hailey Bieber,
but it's like to a celebrity.
It could be any celebrity. It's just a playful way to introduce yourself and to compliment a woman.
Yeah.
So.
No.
No. Come on, Jess. Someone says you look like Hailey Bieber.
No, I'd be like, huh? Hello.
Me.
What? No, I mean.
But if somebody said you look like a celebrity, though, is that not flat? Like, if somebody, I mean, to be
I don't
honest,
know why. I don't know why, but like, as I don't want to be compared to another woman. Thank you very much.
Really? Like, if somebody came up to me and said they look like Bradley Cooper, I'd be like, well, damn. Well, thank you so much.
That's fine. I think I think like the cute, like the like. What are you doing sitting here alone? Like, can I buy you a drink? Yes. You look like another female that I have a crush on. Can I talk to you?
No. Really?
I don't know. Like, I want to, like, don't already start comparing me to another female. That's just me. That's just me personally. I want uniqueness.
Tell us your feedback on this. What do you think? Out of those three, would any of those three work on you? That's the singles, a table.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three.
Three.
With Jess. Number three.
With International Day of Happiness approaching on March 20th, WalletHub has released its report of the happiest cities in America for 2025, and Columbia, Maryland has made the top 20.
Yeah!
The study evaluated over 180 of the largest U.S. cities across 29 key indicators of happiness. Where do you think Columbia landed on the top 20?
Number one!
Columbia ranked 16th place, happiest city in America for 2025. The study considered factors such as depression rates, income growth, and average leisure time. Who do you think would score number one for happiest city in America?
It doesn't matter. But who?
Fremont, California.
Oh, interesting.
Also, San Jose got second. My hometown is like 45 minutes from San Jose.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I mean, pop off. Yeah. I'm not gonna block y'all's shine. But I was just like, since when, y'all? Like, what do you mean? But I mean, that's cool.
I'd like to graciously accept this award as a native of Columbia, Maryland. I lived there for 6 months. But
nice.
We're really happy down there, man. There's
good.
There's a lot going on. Like, shout out the mall and the lakes. And I don't really know much more about that because I've only lived there for 6 months. But to me and all my neighbors, thank you for keeping it happy down there. And shout out to everybody like me that makes Columbia the happiest place. 17th happy? What is it? 17th?
16th?
16th happiest place in the world! Yeah!
Number two.
For the first time in its 54-year history, Southwest Airlines is going to start charging customers for their checked luggage. Bro. Starting May 28th, the airline is getting rid of its famous bags fly free policy, and most passengers will have to pay for their checked bags. The change, prompted by financial pressures and investor demands, means only frequent flyers and business class passengers will still get two free bags, but everybody else has to pay. Now, it it sounds like you still get one carry-on for free. There hasn't been any listed changes regarding that, but everyone obviously is going to do that now. So if you're going to be leaning on that, just be prepared because obviously the chances of them running out of space is going to increase. So now, as of when, you know, May 28th, all of the major airlines will now charge for checked bags.
It's whack, whack, whack.
Boo!
Like, first off, I got to be careful because Southwest is a hub here, but like, you know,
What do you mean?
Yeah, they're a hub. It's a hub city. So, like, there's a lot of Southwest people here. But they,
not y'all. Obviously, when we're not booing you.
No, we are.
We're booing the guy that said prompted financial pressures. Yo, what do you mean,
Here's the deal. The only good thing about Southwest
is the checked bags.
It was the checked bags.
Yeah.
There was nothing. And the you got to, you didn't, like.
What?
The fact that you could.
The snacks. The brownies.
Well, there was like
the dry brownies.
You didn't have to like pick. You didn't have to pay for your own seats ahead of time.
Oh, but that's changing next year.
That's what I'm saying. All the perks are now gone.
Yeah.
There was no screen on your TV. There was like it was just kind of janky, you know. But like it was, and it used to be cheap, and like now it's not even cheap.
No.
It's now just like, I don't know.
Traveling in general is just, I mean, it's always been expensive, but obviously it's not going to change anytime soon. I think it's just going, you know, that direction.
I really repped Southwest super hard. I really did. And now I just can't anymore. So, I don't know. There's nothing good to say about it today. Sorry.
Number one.
The Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner plot thickens. A so-called source claims that Jennifer's boyfriend, John Miller, has given her an ultimatum. Miller is supposedly unhappy about the recent photos of Affleck seen affectionately holding Gardner's waist while they celebrated their son Sam's 13th birthday at a paintball park. So Miller has always been supportive of their co-parenting relationship, but the source says that John knows there is nothing going on between Jen and Ben, but he doesn't think those photos are a good look, and it feels very disrespectful to their relationship. So according to this source, he has given Jen an ultimatum saying he doesn't want to see anything like that again, or he has no choice but to walk, and believes that Ben is crossing the line.
That's so dumb. I don't believe this story at all.
You don't believe the ultimatum has been given?
I don't.
Oh my God, what if they went on the ultimatum on Netflix? I would die. When I saw ultimatum headline, I was like, please go to Nick and Vanessa Lachey, please.
These paparazzis are bored right now. There's nothing going on with this. Please don't buy it.
Okay, I would say, I would just like to say what sucks is obviously if you look at the photo, it's bad, but if you look at the video, it's literally less than a second and he walks up to her and you can kind of see her like, boy, like, it's get off. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm not spending time on this story.
I don't know. But, okay, also, though, before we move on, can we acknowledge that Ben Affleck is kind of messy?
I mean, yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe y'all knew. I didn't know. I didn't know he was that messy. But, like, you can't be doing that, Ben.
You're messy.
This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
Okay, good news, bad news, good news. Good news is every day you get a chance to win $1,000 in free gas from Mix 106.5. Bad news is today it's not you. Good news is tomorrow could be you, so pay attention to how to play this game. Today, though, is caller number 10, and who is this?
Anna.
Anna, what's up?
Hi, Anna, good morning.
Good morning.
Anna, you ready to play for $1,000 in free dash in gas?
Yes.
Let's go. Oh, let's do it. Anna, we haven't had a winner in a second. We need you to knock this out for us today. Anna, have you played before?
No, I have not.
Well, welcome.
Oh, let's do this. We're going to go to Jess. We're going to explain the rules, and then we're going to play for this $1,000. Jessica, how do we do this?
So, if you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, remember, you can actually pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we will come back to them only if there is time at the end. Anna, you ready to play?
Yes.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What group was Beyonce in before she started her solo career?
Destiny's Child.
Correct. Question number two. What is the term for a perfect serve in volleyball that isn't touched by the opponent?
Pass.
Question number three. The Quicker Picker Upper is a slogan for which paper towel brand?
Downy.
Correct. Question number four. How many P's are in the word hippopotamus?
Pass.
Question number five. What is the name of the popular 90s cartoon that featured the characters Tommy, Chucky, Phil, Lil, and Angelica?
Rugrats.
Correct. Question number six. The Potomac River flows into which large body of water?
Pass.
Question number seven. Which singer wore the meat dress to the 2010 MTV Video Music Awards?
Pass.
Question number two. What is the term for a perfect serve in volleyball that isn't touched by the opponent?
It's going to be 60 seconds right there.
Ace.
Hey, it wasn't ace.
That was ace. Nice.
Hey, not bad. Not bad. Hey, not bad at all. Not, you know, for a first timer, not bad at all.
Four out of seven is good.
Not bad at all.
Thank you.
Let's go through these, Anna. Let's go through these because again, if we don't win, we at least learn. That's what we say with this game. Jessica, let's go through the rest of these answers really quick.
Question number four: how many P's are in the word hippopotamus?
It's
three.
Three.
Yeah,
I know, that one's tough. You had to really think through that one.
Yeah, that one's three.
Yeah. Question number six: the Potomac River flows into which large body of water? That's the Chesapeake Bay.
Right.
And number seven, which singer wore a meat dress to the 2010 MTV Music Video Awards? That is Lady Gaga.
Yep. So, hey, listen, as a first timer, we're not mad.
Yeah, you did a good job.
I feel like we should have like a badge for like first timer award because I feel like out of all of them, you did pretty dang good. You did pretty dang good, Anna. So here's the deal. Tomorrow we come back. You got seven brand new questions, a whole new chance to win $1,000 more from Dash In. Hopefully you'll come back and give it another shot and have fun. Seven more questions. Do it again. Okay.
Definitely. Thank you.
Have a good day, Anna. And if you are in the mood for a burger, head to Dash In. You can now enjoy a burger and a 6 ounces of fries side by side at Dash In today.
This is Aaliyah. Who did Cinderella meet at the St. Patty's Day Ball?
Who did Cinderella meet? It's very specific. Who did Cinderella meet at the St. Patty's Day Ball, okay?
It's time for Kid Jokes.
What if she was like, who did Cinderella meet at Looney's?
Right. Like, who did Cinderella meet at the St. Patty's?
Let's say Looney's on St. Patrick's Day. It just feels more
Day
at home.
Ball. It's just, okay. All right. Very specific this
Love
week,
that.
Everybody. Welcome to Kid Jokes. It's Wednesday. Kids, we need your help with this segment. This is called Kid Jokes. Your Auntie Jessie. Auntie Jessie is going to explain.
Auntie Jess.
Auntie Jess is going to explain what she needs from you in this next segment. What is this, Jess?
If you're a star, you need to call our kid joke line because you get to be the star of our show, and all the kids in the DMV get to call in and tell us their best and funniest kid joke, and then we do our best to try and solve them. And it's actually kind of hard, not going to lie.
So if you have you're a funny kid and you've got a great joke for us, will you call the kid joke hotline? 855-KID-JOKE. 855-KID-JOKE. You tell us the joke. We, as adults, we try to solve it. Aaliyah, I'm sorry, the joke one more time.
Who did Cinderella meet at the St. Patty's Day Ball?
St. Patty's Day. So it's obviously got to be something about a leprechaun,
four-leaf
clover, like green, but it has something to do with Cinderella. Like
why Cinderella, though?
Right. Like, what does she do? She's got the green slipper,
I'm thinking the pumpkin.
Right, the green pumpkin.
But it's not a pumpkin. The mice turn into the guys. She's in the dress.
It's the...
Who would she
be? Pinch Charming.
Pinch Charming.
Pinch Charming.
Pinch Charming.
Who?
Pinch Charming. Pinch. One more time.
Pinch Charming.
Okay.
Wait, why?
Why is this repeating?
Pinch Charming. Okay.
But wait, why?
Pinch instead of Prince... Charming.
Oh, because someone pinches you if you're not wearing
Pinch
green?
Charming.
Okay, I got it.
Little St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Ditty for you. 855 kid joke, all right?
Jordan, 11, calling from Pikesville, Maryland. So my joke is, what did the snowflake say to the road?
I love like the intro. Jordan, 11, you know I am here.
He means business. What the snowflake say to the road? Stick.
Falling around. Didn't
slide. Let me slide. Let me slow.
I'm falling.
Careful.
Falling stick down.
When I think snowflake,
I see it falling from the sky.
Bro, I'm gonna stick with you. I'm gonna stick with you. It's lovely.
I'm gonna fall. I'm going with fall something.
Why would it fall on the road?
Because the snowflakes fall.
But it's on the road.
But they don't stick. They dissolve. They disappear.
Let's stick together.
Let's stick together. Love it. Love it. 855 kid joke.
Hi, my name is Amelia. I'm 9, and I'm calling from Savannah Park, Maryland. And my joke is, what time did the kid go to the dentist?
What time did the kid go to the dentist?
Amelia, I love your name. I love that name.
I feel like we know this one.
Tooth o'clock?
I think I either know this joke. It's either been said. I think it's tooth hurty. Tooth hurty. Tooth hurty.
Well, that's scary.
For tooth hurty.
Tooth hurty.
Okay, tooth hurty.
Okay. I think I heard that joke when I was like 14 years old. I never forgot it. Huh. 855 kid joke.
Hi, I'm Santiago from Baltimore City. My joke is, why don't teachers like to fart in public?
Wait, what did Santiago say?
Why do teachers not like to fart in public?
Oh, you should know this, Kramer, since you farted in the kitchen this week and didn't tell anyone
about it. Thank you, Jessica.
It.
If no one knows that story, now they do.
You can listen to On Demand. What day did we talk about that? Two days ago?
Story would not have made it outside of that segment unless Jessica brought it up.
So basically, he 90%. Farted in the kitchen, and then he acted like nothing happened, and poor Greg from 101.9 had to walk right into it, and he didn't say a word.
90% of people listening right now had no idea of that story.
It was a common area, a common space. It's also the first thing you see when you walk in. Thank God that a client didn't walk in. That would have been so bad. Why wouldn't they fart in public? Because they're teaching.
I'm mad at you. For some reason right now. That made me mad. You never bring that back up.
You talked about it.
Why did teachers not fart in public? What's the reason?
Why wouldn't they?
Why would they not?
Because they're private tutors.
Oh, private tutors.
Okay.
That was good.
Okay, let's make a bet right now. Do you think we can get a call from somebody that is either too lazy or they have their own reason of why they don't change their clocks? So instead, they just mentally make that compensation in their head of the time change on their clock. Like, for example, like on their clock right now, it says, you know, 8:54, but like in their head, they know it's 7:54. Do you think some people are just doing that until the time changes again? Or do you think that that person doesn't exist here in Maryland? What do you think? You think we get a call from somebody like that or no?
Are you saying like they keep it there permanently? Or they've just like, they just haven't gotten a chance to change it yet? Or they just keep it there forever?
Forever. Do you think that person exists or no?
I don't think so. Charlotte, I could see like it being prolonged, but I don't know if anyone would have that permanently there.
Charlotte, you think we get a call from somebody that permanently just keeps their time, their clock at one time and never changes it? Or do you think that nobody actually does that?
I think we can definitely get a call from somebody that does that.
Let's try. If that's you, if you never change your clocks, then you just mentally make that compensation, call us. I guarantee you there's at least one person in Maryland that does that. We just got to figure out why you do that. Maybe like, for example, you lost the instructions to change your clock. You know,
on
maybe
your car?
Yeah, the car might be a good example. Like, you just lost the instructions, right? Or maybe...
And we're always taking... Because your phone is always going to change automatically for you.
Right. Or maybe, like, your stove is, like, really difficult to do, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think of another reason. Maybe it's, like, a grandfather clock.
Or the car. I feel like most of the ones that I've seen people not change are usually the car.
Let's go to some phones here, okay? These are people in Maryland that said, I never change this clock. Hey, Mixer 965, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, it's Jenny.
Jenny, you never change your clock. Why?
It's just frustrating to do so. I don't know. I just mentally know that it's an hour difference.
And what clock is it? Is it your car? Is it your stove?
So it's my car, and it also helps me, like, mentally feel like I'm running late, so I'm always kind of like on time to work.
So you're self-inducing anxiety every day?
100%.
No, girl, no! I hate that for you.
I don't know if that makes a lot of sense.
I don't want you to go through that.
For you, it works. Okay, there's one person. Thank you for that. Let's see how many we can get on this. Hi, Mix. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jen from Arnold.
Jen, you literally never change your clock?
Not in my bedroom. I do not.
Why?
We listen and we don't judge.
Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Why? Why not?
Because it's too much of a hassle. I don't really care. I can do it mentally. I look at it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I might get a little confused, but it's not enough to bother with it.
I will give you with the clock in the room, too. Like, is it more so like decoration versus like you really looking at it for the time?
Yeah, because I use my cell phone for an alarm, and I have my smartwatch if I wake up in the middle of the night and want to know how much longer I have to sleep.
Exactly.
So it's just there.
No, you know what?
I don't really care about it.
I feel you on that because Garage Boy and I have a clock in our living room that's been broken for like 2 years, but we haven't taken it down because it's cute.
Let's take one more. This is kind of crazy to me. Hey, Mix, good morning. Who's this?
It's Adrian.
Hey, Adrian, you don't change your clock for a time change.
Yeah.
And why?
Because I just, like, remember the time in my head. And I've been doing it for so long that it just, like, automatically wakes me up at the time I need to go up.
Are you ever worried,
But wait, which clock is it, though, that you don't change?
My alarm clock.
Your alarm
clock. In your room?
Yeah, in my bedroom.
Huh?
And you're never worried that, like, you're just going to look over and be like, wait a minute, like, that's actually the correct time?
No.
Wait, pause. This isn't decor. This is the clock you use to wake you up for the day?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and, okay. and he doesn't worry about it.
Live your life, man.
He's fine. And everything
we listen and we don't judge.
Okay.
Now. Three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
The Hippodrome is on the brink of history as it prepares for the 2025-2026 season. For the very first time, the theater is launching three national tours. Water for Elephants, The Phantom of the Opera, and The Great Gatsby are all starting their national tours on the Hippodrome stage, with the Baltimore audience being the very first to see each show.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's cool.
Hippodrome's done that a lot, too. Got to give those guys a shout out because they're always, I mean, I don't think you realize how many shows will actually start right here in Baltimore. So if you get a chance to get out and support these guys, you can actually see so many shows start right here. It's actually a pretty cool honor to have that here. So shout out Hippodrome.
Number two.
TikTok is rolling out a new bedtime-friendly feature created for teens that includes playing calming music and displaying gentle reminders to log off after 10 p.m. Parents are also getting more control over their teens' usage through updated family pairing tools, allowing parents to set specific app free periods like dinner or homework time and see who their teens are following as well.
What do you mean teens?
I think obviously this
like
feature.
We all need this.
No, we can use.
I need this feature.
We can all utilize this feature. However, TikTok specifically created it and it's like geared towards teens, but I think this is something that all of us can use. And especially with the parents, like for them to be able to turn off whatever and have control over family time, dinner time, homework time, and like to see who they're following, I think that's great. But as far as like the calming music and the reminders, I think everybody can utilize that.
Do you remember early TikTok when you would scroll for too long and there'd be like that thing that popped up and it was like, hey, you've been scrolling too long. You might want to go outside and take a break.
Oh, yeah. Why did they take that away?
I don't know, but like, and you could still scroll. It would let you, but at least it would shame you enough to be like, damn, maybe I should go outside and go do something. That's not on there anymore. Oh, and I'm like,
they should do it. I mean, Netflix still has a thing like, are you still watching or what?
It's like, I need that.
Yeah,
like,
we definitely need that on TikTok.
That embarrassment a little bit, you know?
Number one.
Gigi Hadid is opening up about her relationship with actor Bradley Cooper for the very first time. In a recent interview with Vogue, the 29-year-old supermodel described her relationship with the 50-year-old actor as very romantic and happy. Gigi praised Cooper, sharing that he gives so much to me, encouragement, and belief for those people you admire to encourage you. It can really create so much belief in yourself. Before dating Cooper, Hadid was linked to former One Direction singer Zayn Malik, who they share a 4-year-old daughter, and Cooper previously dated model Irina Shayk, and they share a 7-year-old daughter.
Yo, Bradley Cooper's still so hot. I saw him on, do you watch Righteous Gemstones on HBO?
I don't.
He was on the premiere of that. I watched it last night, and I'm like,
is that a show?
It's
Say it one more time.
Righteous Gemstones.
It's on where?
HBO.
Cool. What's it about?
It's like a spoof on like evangelical Christian megachurches.
Oh, okay.
And he's not on the cast, but he was on the pilot. Right. And so
that's fun.
Last night I watched the premiere. I'm like, is that Bradley Cooper? I'm like, there's no way that's Bradley Cooper. It's too young to be Bradley Cooper. And I'm like, that's Bradley Cooper. He still looks so good. Like, shout out Bradley Cooper for still looking so good. How old is he now? 50 what?
50.
Damn. Because, like, I look half as good as Bradley Cooper, and I'm, like, a few years younger than Bradley Cooper, so I don't...
You can't explain... You can't compare yourself to actors.
No, I will.
Because not everybody has Hollywood money. That's Hollywood money for you right there. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Why did some of y'all go out for St. Patrick's Day last weekend? Did you see that? A lot of people were going out last weekend.
Because there's a lot of events last weekend.
Yeah, like, why is that?
The event started last weekend.
But isn't it like this upcoming weekend? I'm very, very confused on St. Patrick's Day this year.
Also because it's on a Sunday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guess. I don't know.
But anyway. People be celebrating like for 2 weeks though.
You know what? In 2025.
And like, why not though?
And why not celebrate St. Patrick's Day as much as you can this year? This is going to be our St. Patrick's Day edition of To Bay or Not To Bay on Mix.
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
Consider this our St. Patrick's Day gift to you, oh great state of Maryland. If you've never been here for a To Bay or Not To Bay before, let us explain this segment to you. Jess, how did we come up with this?
It's a taste test segment, just because when we first moved here, we had never tried Old Bay. We had never like put it on anything. So the point of the segment is to put it on things that you typically would not put it on to see if it actually works. You cannot put it on everything, but we have discovered some things that are actually like pretty good
right.
That you probably would never even think of trying.
So you're welcome for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Obviously, St. Patrick's Day is coming up this week, and we were going to try to get into the spirit of that. So what are we doing this week?
We're doing Guinness. I fear this is not going to end well for me.
Why?
Drinking
at work this early in the morning, not advised?
Yes. Also, like, I've actually never had it before, but I stay away from, like, the heavier beers.
Yeah.
I just don't know how that's going to settle with me, and then adding the Old Bay in there, I just don't know if this is going to end well.
It's a lot on the stomach, especially.
It's a lot,
especially this early in the morning. Well, pop it open. You've never had a Guinness before?
No.
It seems like not very Maryland of you, though, to not have had a Guinness.
I'm more of a
especially with a brewery right down the street.
I'm more like of a Modelo girl, if I'm being honest.
Well, at least add it to your checklist of things you've done. Then
I also even had to borrow someone else's keys to open this.
Well, at least...
What if we just go take his car for a joyride? Could you imagine?
Not after drinking, Jessica. It's irresponsible children.
Not me.
Not Aunt Jessica. She would never do that for you. Okay, so let's... Just little life lessons here you learn when you listen to the Kramer and Jess show, kids.
I'm intoxicated. Obviously, I'm at work.
One sip's dangerous,
so
Jess.
So I try?
Let's... Yeah, this is Jess trying her very first sip of Guinness ever. And don't forget, it's beloved here, so be careful.
Oh.
Yeah. They love it.
Wow, that's the best beer I've ever tried, ever.
Do you like it or not, be honest?
I think I'm just like more of a light beer girly, but you know what?
Be honest, Jess, do you like it or not?
It's okay. It's the O-est of K's for me, okay. And I would do it again.
Honestly or no?
No, honestly, I could do this.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
No. You're not selling it to me at all. All right, so...
It's nice. A little bitter for me.
Okay. Try it with Old Bay, though. If we wanted to do Guinness Old Bay.
I don't know. The best way I thought to do this was to Old Bay the rim of this cup.
It's so dark. That's so dark. Well, just pour the whole thing in there, bro. Don't wait. Why are you just doing a sip? Like, you're not going to finish that at work. Just make it look pretty for the video, at least.
I don't know. I don't think I want to fill it all in here.
You got it.
I don't know. Do I just fill up the whole cup?
Fill up the whole cup. Come on.
I guess.
You're going to drink at work.
This looks like coffee. Is it? That's crazy.
There we go. All right.
Okay, for the aesthetic, I get it.
This might be, honestly, if you're a...
what if this is great?
This could be really good for somebody thinking they want the most Maryland St. Patrick's Day ever. This could be...
I don't know.
I want you, Jess, you got to do this for the people. You got okay. you got to take it seriously.
I'll do this for you.
Jess is going to do this and take this seriously.
I'll do this for
take
you
a really big sip. This Jess is going to try.
What if I? Okay.
Guinness Old Bay.
Okay, here we go. Oh, okay, it's fine.
Did you pray?
I don't know.
Here we go.
What's happening?
What is happening?
Interesting. So the Old Bay kind of, it's almost like a blanket over the bitterness that you get after the beer. So I don't know if that made sense.
It doesn't.
It might have made sense, actually. It was like a little spicy aftertaste. Like I didn't hate it.
Didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it. I thought I was about to throw up in here.
Yeah.
We just
had asked the question.
I think it was fine.
We're on mission here. Is it to bay?
I don't know what my stomach's feeling though right now.
Is it to bay or not to bay?
Maybe not.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.